that.
Begins to serve all the Vaishnavas there. It gives food and clothing, and even in the Arati ceremony, somebody always said he understands that, oh, he is such a wonderful devotee because he serves devotees. But this Brahmana says, no, I have no mercy of Krishna. Go to this particular king of the southern provinces of India, who is very rich and who uses all his money to serve Lord Krishna from morning to evening, and who also serves the devotees. So the king directs him to Indra. Indra directs him to, I believe, Lord Brahma. And Brahma, the creator of this world, says, I am also not a devotee of Lord Krishna, but Lord Shiva is. This is where we are. May I ask you, can you all understand me properly? Yeah? And also, Stalavali is ready. It can be heard. Good. Fine. So, when Narada Muni goes to Lord Shiva, he has to cross through the whole universe and also go through the layers which are covering the universe. Thank you very much. Adibol, springtime has come. Wonderful, thank you for having made this most beautiful garland. He has to cross through the layers which are covering the universe, and finally, after he has crossed, he comes into the effulgent Brahman light. And there it takes time for him to orient himself, but finally he manages to do so, and he finds one particular planet, the planet of Lord Shiva. This Shiva is the original form of Lord Shiva. It is also called Sada Shiva. And from this form of Lord Shiva, other forms of Lord Shiva which we see in this world are emanating. In other words, the form, original form of Lord Shiva is totally pure. We understand that it is through this form of Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva, that we are brought into this material world. Yes, Shiva is considered to be the original creative potency, Shambhu, no? Who brings the souls into the world who have forgotten Krishna. So, when he comes to Lord Shiva, he sees how Lord Shiva is sitting before a deity of Vishnu and worships with great attention this deity. Shiva is doing deity or pujari service. And when he has finished with his puja, Shiva gets up and starts to chant and dance like a total madman. His clothes are flying all over the place, and he thinks, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Shiva loses his cloth as he dances. He loses his composure. He is so much in love with Lord Krishna that he totally forgets himself. So when Narada Muni sees Lord Shiva like this, he comes from his hiding place, he pays his most humble obeisances, dandavat obeisances, and he praises Lord Shiva. You, Shiva, are the greatest devotees.
And he I've just seen how you have totally absorbed forgotten yourself as you were chanting the name. And he starts, Narada Muni starts to actually chant the six syllable mantra with which you worship Lord Shiva. And I want to request all of you to forget all your shyness and chant with me this six syllable mantra. Om Namah Shivaya.
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 And Lord Shiva hears this. He covers his ears. What are you saying? Om Namah Vasudevaya. Om Namo Narasimhaya. But not Om Namah Shivaya. I'm nothing. Chant proper mantras. Yes. I'm a very, very poor soul. I'm a very simple, aspiring devotee of Lord Krishna. I have not gotten any mercy. But Narada Muni stops him. Now, Shivaji, you call yourself a poor soul who aspires to be the servant of Krishna's servant? But I beg to pardon. All the Puranas say that you are the greatest of all Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas worship you, and even the Lord wants a boon from you. When Shiva heard this, he got so angry. Be careful if Shiva gets angry. He got up, he jumped at Narada Muni and covered his mouth. Yes, he covered his mouth with his own hand.
Divijanayaka, you are not the right person. We need Adya or someone who can. You can say it's a very nice music, very mellow, but it doesn't fit exactly the occasion. We are now in Sada Shiva Loka. We must hear a veena or tabla. Adya, you can, if they say no, we must have two programs. Here is one, and there is another. You can say they can put it. That's all right. Just keep it in mind. So Narada Muni said that further on, please Lord Shiva, let me say something in your praise now. And Shiva, and they're fighting. Narada Muni wants to speak, and Lord Shiva doesn't want him to speak. Finally, Narada Muni gets the upper hand, and he says, "See, once there was a demon, Banasura. He pleased you, Lord Shiva, with his drum playing, and you danced, and you danced, and you danced." As Banasura was drumming, even better than Jai Gopal. Finally, you said, I want, Banasura said, I want to have 1,000 arms. And Shiva, you said, yes,
take 1,000 arms. Afterwards, Vanasura started to take this 1,000 arms, and because he was now very strong, he crushed mountains with them. And finally, he said, "I feel so strong now, I want someone to fight with." At that time, Shiva, you said, "You fool! I'm tired of giving my benedictions to demons. Whenever I give my benedictions to demons, problems start. First, Vrikasura wanted to touch my head and kill me so that my head would break in 1,000 pieces. And now, you want to fight with someone. Soon there will be someone with whom you can fight and who will defeat you." So at that time, in order to make true Shiva's benediction, Krishna came and cut all the 1,000 arms of Vanasura away except for 4 arms. Narada Muni says, "This is proof how Krishna always works together with you, Lord Shiva." And then Narada Muni remembers another incident. He remembers how tolerant Lord Shiva was. He said, Chitraketu came to an assembly where Lord Shiva was sitting with his wife Parvati on the lap. Parvati was sitting in a very intimate posture, and Chitraketu, who was not accustomed to see a husband and a wife behaving so intimately in the public, he laughed, very insecure, very unusual. So Parvati was so disturbed that someone dared to laugh about her that she immediately cursed Chitraketu. But Lord Shiva was not disturbed. He thought, "This is very, very nice, a very good way. Chitraketu is laughing very nicely about me," and he was totally tolerant. See, you can see a person's greatness by how tolerant he is and how undisturbed he is. There's another incident where Lord Shiva was sitting in deep meditation when the demigods sent a beautiful woman in order to bring him out of his meditation. And this woman actually approached him and began to touch his private part. This is certainly something when a man is meditating and this is happening, he very disturbing actually. But Shiva did not even notice anything. He was so deep in meditation. Yes, a person's greatness can be seen by how much he is able to tolerate the ups and downs of life, and by how much he is able to keep peaceful in a difficult situation. I hope that I won't be challenged too much in Laguna Hotel and I can remain tolerant. Hare Krishna. So Narada Muni began to say one praise after the other in praise of Lord Shiva, until finally Lord Shiva was not able to tolerate it any longer. He said, "This is so painful what you say. Don't you know that when you praise me, I'm getting in great danger that my false ego gets blown up? I'm very, very proud already. Yes, the Lord has given me the ability to give people mukti and also bhakti if they pray for it. But I sometimes forget that it is happening due to the Lord, and I think it's due to my own powers and potencies. I'm so proud because I'm often covered by the mode of tamagun or ignorance with which I use in order to annihilate the whole world." I think you know at the end of this cosmic manifestation, Lord Shiva become so angry that people have again misused the human form of life, that in his great anger he gets up and dances and dances and dances, but it's a destructive dance in which his hair becomes loose and entangles itself with all the planets, and in this way rips the planets down from their positions. I am always with Tamaguna, and therefore I am influenced, says Lord Shiva. If I would be very fortunate, as you have said, if I would have even a shadow of bhakti, why did I fight with Lord Krishna? At the time when Krishna attacked Banasura, the demon called me to be on his side, and I thought, this is my devotee, I must protect him, and I fought against Lord Krishna. If I would be so fortunate, Narada Muni, as you said, why did the Lord order me to preach a bogus Mayavadi philosophy as Shankaracharya? You understand? I turn people away from Krishna in my incarnation as Shankaracharya. You say it's a great thing to give mukti to people, that whoever prays to me, I can tell him, okay, you're liberated from the cycle of birth and death. But I must tell you, whenever a Vaishnava hears the word mukti, he becomes afraid, because he does not wish to become liberated from this world and enter the impersonal Brahman effulgence, where he loses his identity. When a devotee hears the word mukti, the tilak disappears from his face because he sweats in fear. This is my ability. This is my... I'm a constant fear for the devotee. If you want to see those who really have received the mercy of the Lord, then you must go to the Vaikuntha planets. There are the devotees of the Lord who worship him in pure ecstatic joy. These devotees of Lord Narayan see the greatest opulence on this world as equally as insignificant as a piece of grass. One moment of worship of Lord Narayan is so dear to them that even a palace on this world cannot compare. The devotees there have eternal bodies made of sat, chit, and ananda. They don't know what is birth, and they don't know what is death. The joy which they experience every day in the service of Narayan is more than the Brahman liberation, the mukti which I can give. At this moment, Parvati became disturbed. Parvati was next to me and said, Chekhai, Chekhai, stop, stop, stop. She was disturbed because Lord Shiva had talked about Narayan, but not about Lakshmi. And she said, I want to say now something. In Vaikuntha, there is Lakshmi, the supreme goddess of fortune. I am only an expansion of that Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the embodiment of all devotion, and gives everyone there the opportunity to engage in service of Lord Narayan. Does this remind you of something, of someone? Of course, of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the Shakti of Lord Krishna, and she gives the devotees the opportunities to engage in devotional service. That's why we say, before we utter the word Krishna, we say Hare Krishna. And Hare means Radharani. The energy of the Lord engages us in the service of the Lord. So on the Vaikuntha planets, Radharani is expanded as Lakshmi, and from Lakshmi again, Parvati comes, and so on. But we won't talk about Radha and Krishna now, because that's for later. I have to stop my enthusiasm. By Lakshmi's grace, Vaikuntha is a place of ecstasy. Here in this world, Lakshmi Devi is totally chanchala, that means restless. Lakshmi in this world represents also richness and wealth. Whenever you have wealth in this world, you must know a wealth is very restless, because Lakshmi, she represents wealth, represents Lakshmi, wants to only be where Lord Narayan is. She doesn't want to be together with you, because she's not your Shakti. So if you have Lakshmi, please give it into the service of Lord. So here Parvati says, in the world, Lakshmi is very restless, she is not steady, but in Vaikuntha she is always fixed at the chest of her Lord Narayan. So Shiva by now says, I also want to say something. And he gets, Narada, you must know that in the Vaikuntha planets everyone is constantly immersed in the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Do you know this? In the Vaikuntha planets, they all chant from morning till low. Narada Muni gets so enthusiastic when he hears that, he shouts, I will go to Vaikuntha. And he began to dance in ecstasy. Shiva calmed him down, however. Why go to Vaikuntha? You must know that the Lord of Vaikuntha has now appeared in Dvaraka as Dvaraka Krishna. Dvaraka Krishna is a forearm form, a Narayan form. Huh? He's there, and Lakshmi is there as Rukmini. There is no reason to go to this difficult to attain Vaikuntha planet. Just go back in the universe and go to Dvaraka. There you will find Lord Narayan. He's at the present moment there. And then Lord Shiva calls Narada Muni very close, and he whispers a secret in the ear. A tiny ear, yes. In the there's one secret which you absolutely must know. Wherever there is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, there is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. And the greatest devotee, the one who has received most of the mercy of the Lord, is Prahlad Maharaj. Go to him and then you are in Vaikuntha. For a moment I want to tell you that once the Lord told Narada Muni, Narada Muni, I'm not in the Vaikuntha planets, and I'm also not in the hearts of the mystic yogis. I am there where my pure devotees assemble, where they come together and they sing my holy names. So Lord Shiva tells Narada Muni the same thing. Remember, if you want to experience the Vaikuntha atmosphere, you must find a pure devotee. Go to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is greater than Lord Brahma in devotion, greater than Garuda, and certainly much good. From the From his very birth, Prahlad Maharaj had such a pure and innocent love for the Lord. I personally saw that after Narsinghadev had killed Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, who was a demon, Narsinghadev was so angry that he rejected Brahma, me, and even Lakshmi. We wanted to pacify him because he was so absolutely angry, and his anger seemed to destroy the whole universe. So we came, but he wouldn't even look at us. But when we sent Prahlad, the Lord took him on his lap and licked him with his tongue. This is Lubov. Yes. And then he offered all the benedictions one can imagine to Prahlad Maharaj. Elevation to the heavenly planets, even elevation to the spiritual world. But what did Prahlad Maharaj say? He said, Hualapuna, I don't want anything. I want your snuchpa only. You're only your service. Bali Maharaj lied and cheated to the Lord. But Ramanadev resides always at Bali Maharaj's doorstep. Why? Because Bali Maharaj has a relation to Prahlad. He's the grandson of Prahlad. This is how great Prahlad is. Even someone who's only related to him becomes very dear to the Lord. Hiranyakashipu was the greatest demon you can imagine. Hiranyakashipu outlawed all mantras like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He outlawed it, forbidden. Anyone who was seen to praise the Lord, he was tortured by Hiranyakashipu's demon army. And he said, there's only one mantra, Om Namo Hiranyakashipu Shaya. Only mantra which is allowed. But because of Prahlad Maharaj's prayer, Hiranyakashipu, the greatest demon, was liberated from material existence. He was taken on the lap of the Lord and liberated. So, please, go to the Sutala planets, the low planets. You will find Prahlad Maharaj there and embrace him and tell him this embrace is from Lord Shiva. But I warn you, don't bow down to Prahlad Maharaj. Don't praise him, because he will be very disturbed. Now go, don't waste your time with me any longer, for Prahlad is certainly the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. I will talk a little bit more and then I make a pause. And after the pause, I have a great surprise for you. Yes. Samhara Muni. Your Shiva is quite intense, as you can imagine. He again goes back into the universe. He really wants to find the greatest recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy. And he goes even lower than our planet Earth, to one area in the universe which is called the Sutala planetary system. It's one of the lower subterranean planets. It's a place where Bali Maharaj lives, and Prahlad Maharaj, who's the grandfather, stays somewhere around this area. At first, Narada Muni couldn't find Prahlad Maharaj. You must understand, Prahlad was maybe he was after Hiranyakashipu, his demon father was liberated. He became the next king. What this practically meant is that he became the king of the whole universe. It was very powerful. But he later renounced the kingdom because he wanted to do one thing and one thing only. Prahlad Maharaj worships Lord Krishna by meditating about him. It's called the nine processes of devotional service, and one is called Smaranam. I do not know if I have ever given a seminar called The Temple of the Heart in Croatia, but there I'm explaining some meditational techniques in our Vaishnav Sampradaya. One form of Smaranam is to remember Krishna's beautiful form and to hold it in the heart. And then as you meditate about the form, you meditate about certain descriptions of Lord Krishna, for instance his beautiful lotus eyes and how he takes his flute and his lips kiss the flute as he plays his mind enchanting tunes by which he calls his devotees to him. So in Smaranam, one constantly wants to hold the beautiful form of Lord Krishna in the heart and his wonderful qualities. Jai Gopal, you are sleeping. Hare Krishna. This is a very wonderful technique, which is very necessary sometimes by devotees to do, to purify their existence by meditating about Lord Krishna. Then for this you need absolute peace around yourself, but you must be disciplined to not fall asleep, of course. You must be advanced a little. Prahlad Maharaj cannot be found immediately by Narada Muni, but all of a sudden Narada Muni sees under a tree in Sutala Prahlad Maharaj in deep meditation. He worshipped Lord Narasimhadev in his meditation, and very carefully Narada Muni lands. All of a sudden Prahlad Maharaj opens his eyes because he understands his guru is there. He just understands it in a spiritual way. And he becomes very, very, very happy. He says, "Guru, Gurudev, you have come. Wonderful." And he remembers, when I was very small, when I was in the womb of my mother, the demigods wished to kill me. But you could understand, because they understood I was the son of the greatest demon, and they wanted to be sure that I was not born. But you understood that I am a devotee, and you took my mother into your ashram, and you instructed her. I was listening to everything you said in the womb because you are my Guru Maharaj eternally. It's so nice of you that you saved me. I surrendered in the womb and decided you will be my spiritual master. So Prahlad Maharaj was by now a king, but still he remembered what Narada Muni did to him, and he prostrated himself. This is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava will always remember if someone did something good for him. A Vaishnava will forget offenses which were done to him, but he will never forget if someone ever did something good for him. You will be amazed how attached Prahlad Maharaj was to Narada Muni, his guru. even when the Lord personally, Lord Nrsimhadev personally offered him a benediction, then Prahlad Maharaj said, I don't want a benediction, I only want that I'm always engaged in the service of my Guru Maharaj. This is how I will please you, please give me this benediction. So Prahlad Maharaj naturally wanted to offer a seat to Narada Muni and give him a welcome arati, but Narada Muni did not let him. He danced and embraced Prahlad again and again in deep ecstasy. Why? Because Narada Muni considered Prahlad to be superior to him. And Prahlad was just very shyly hanging in the arms of his Guru Maharaj. He didn't know what to do. This is Vaishnavatum. Vaishnava culture means you want everyone else to advance. The Guru wants that his disciples become more advanced than him. An example of this is Srila Prabhupada, who prayed for his disciples to become more empowered even than him, to have more love for Krishna than him, and to become better preachers than him. It is in the fourth canto. You must be knowing there is an episode where Dhruva Maharaja's mother, where Dhruva Maharaja is offered to go back to Vaikuntha, but he says, no, I can't go. My mother was my guru who showed me the way, and how can I go before her? So the Vishnu Dutas, who were in the process of taking him to Vaikuntha, they pointed to an airplane and said, see, there, your mother is already going back home, back to Godhead. Now you can also go. And there in the Prabhupada says, sometimes I think if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, he could carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. Just like Dhruva took his mother with him back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada said, if my disciples become strong like Dhruva Maharaj, they will carry me. Yes. As we continue, Stavavali is so loud. Can we make her a little softer? Jai Gopal, this will give you something to do so that you don't have to sleep. Can you make it a little... What? She also has a volume. Oh, yeah. We have to experiment a little. A little louder it must be. Please, use your... What? Yeah? So, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, everyone wants to be a servant. Even the Guru is considering himself a servant. That's why Narada Muni praises Prahlad Maharaj. You are a better devotee than me. Wonderful. This also in this book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami constantly praises his glories, praises his disciple Rupa Goswami. He always says, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, I'm writing this. So Narada Muni took out his veena and glorified Prahlad. You are always a devotee. He did puja to Prahlad Maharaj. He says, when you were young, you were not playing around like ordinary children. You were having your deity of Krishna and you worshipped him. And sometimes Krishna was coming from the altar and he touched you as a child. And you were in ecstasy. Krishna sometimes played with Prahlad Maharaj. He ran after Prahlad Maharaj. I catch you, I catch you. When Prahlad was so young. And when you were only 5 years old, Hiranyakashipu persecuted you, but you tolerated it. Hiranyakashipu threw you to poisonous snakes. He had elephants come to trample you. He had terrible rakshasas come with spears and attack you. There were also rakshasas who threw you in the ocean and who threw a mountain on top of you. But you tolerated everything. You never complained to Krishna. I'm your devotee. Why do you do this to me? You know, let us think a little bit. When something goes wrong with our health, we immediately go to, oh Krishna, why do you do this to me? Or if our husband becomes angry at us, or our wife becomes angry at us, oh my Krishna, do you allow this to happen? I'm so good. And so on. An ordinary devotee, when he's put into a difficult situation and obstacles are placed before him, then very often the devotee gives up. Very often. But Prahlad Maharaj was going through all these difficulties because he had Krishna in his heart, and he knew, I'm serving Krishna. I don't mind if there are difficulties. As long as I can serve Krishna, then I'm together with Krishna. See, when we are studying this great work, which is a glorification of Krishna's devotees, we immediately have to also remember these qualities of the devotees. Look, for instance, at Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, on his way from India to America, suffered from two almost deadly heart attacks. Yes. And he said, if a third heart attack comes, he said he would die. But when Krishna came to him during this time, in order to take him back home, back to Godhead, Prabhupada said, no, please let me not go. When Prabhupada was going over the with a boat over the ocean, Krishna also came with a boat. In this boat there are all the 10 incarnations of him, and Krishna offered Prabhupada to take him back home, back to Godhead, but Prabhupada said, no, please, I have not done my service to my spiritual master. After two heart attacks, imagine. I know what I would have said if Krishna would say, let's go home, come old boy, come home. And I don't know if I would say, I have not done yet my service to Prabhupada. Very great devotees, Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I want to finish this section. So Prahlad was persecuted, but he was not disturbed. Once his father called him and asked him, where do you get your strength from? I throw mountains on you, I have you trampled by elephants and poisoned by snakes, but you live through all of this. And Prahlad Maharaj, he felt so protected by Krishna that in this moment he started to preach to his father. He wanted that his father also would advance a little bit. So he said to him, O best of the Asuras. I must tell you, this is the greatest compliment you can make a demon. Hiranyakashipu, very good. It's like, you know, maybe when you call someone a boxer, he feels offended. I don't know if he would call Jai Gopal, oh, best of the boxers. He would think, no, I'm a Midanga player. This is different from boxing. But for a boxer, this is the greatest compliment. So when Prahlad Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu, O best of the demons, he was very nice, yes. What do you want? Prahlad said, you are living in the dark well of materialistic grihastha life. You should immediately get out of this dark well, go to Vrindavan and glorify Krishna by hearing and chanting. Imagine. Hiranyakashipu, what have I just heard? It took 1 minute to sink in. Then he became furious. What have you said to me? And threw him on the ground. This is how fearless Prahlad Maharaj is. By his fearless preaching, he just went through all obstacles. Prahlad Maharaj met millions of devotees. And even now millions of years later, people in India become devotees if they see a Prahlad Maharaj film. You know these Indian kitsch movies? And so these movies. when they see Prahlad Maharaj on the movie, they become devotees, even now. This is the power of a great devotee. I would say, even Prabhupada makes nowadays still many, many devotees who are hearing of his example and reading his books and so on. How much strength and how much devotion we get when we just hear about the life of a Vaishnava. When you are sometimes down and out and miserable, please listen to the example of great Vaishnavas. By their example, you will be lifted over the modes of material nature, and you will sing and dance if you hear about these great devotees. It's a sadhana to hear about devotees, because the devotees have such a power that whatever they leave with us here on the planet, what example they leave or what instruction they leave, that can carry us for eternal times to the other side of birth and death. Yes. No, Krishna says in the Gita, no one is more dear than he who preaches my message. And Prahlad Maharaj is such a fearless preacher. I know when Prabhupada translated tomorrow I make a longer part. Yes, here we are. So, silence, oh silencio, silencio. My dear devotees, there is a great stotram or great prayer which can help us to overcome all the obstacles in our lives. Just a little while ago, the German tax department wanted to have for each book which we have ever distributed in Germany a big amount of Lakshmi. And if they would have followed their original desire, our movement in Germany would have been extinguished. We would have been forced to sell Goloka Dham and all the properties. So what we did is we simply started to chant the Nrisimha Kavacha Stotram, because it says that all the obstacles are overcome. It gives you all the opulences, both material and spiritual. As devotees, we are naturally shy to approach Lord Krishna with our material needs, but Krishna has kindly appeared in a form of Lord Nrisimhadev with Lakshmi Devi on his lap to help us in our difficult situation. So before we chant this, two things have to be done by you. The first is, you must invite Lord Nrisimhadev on the throne of your heart. This is very important, because this is an internal exercise, something which you do inside. All spiritual or your spiritual exercises are never complete if you are not meditating internally and deep inside of you. So you first have to invite Lord Nrisimhadev in your heart. We will do this in a moment.
Just
put a nice throne, maybe a golden throne. It said you should put a golden throne in your heart and then invite him that he sits there. And then you should make a sankalpa. Sankalpa means that you should fix in your mind the reason why you are chanting this. Do you chant this? Do you want many children? Then you think of, I want many children, that's why I chant this. Or do you want to have a palace maybe? Then you fix this in your mind. But I want to encourage you. Or do you want to become victorious in battle? I think we prefer to not go into a battle. Best is if you fix a spiritual purpose. These things are meant to be chanted for spiritual purpose. If you do tantra, you can also chant the same mantras for material purposes, but Hari Bhakti Vilas says this is not what Vaishnavas do. So you can fix a purpose. Like I want to give you an example. At this moment I have something which worries me, and I'm requesting Lord Nrisimhadev, please take care of this. And then I also fix my purpose as a purely spiritual purpose, which is, my dear Lord, please remove all the obstacles on the path of bhakti for you. Mm-hmm. So I will soon instruct you, do this and do that. And the other thing is the melody in which we chant. I will chant it for you. Nrisimha kavacham rakshe pralode nuditam pura sarva rakshakaram punyam sarva podravanashanam. Please let us say it together for practice. Nrisimha kavacham rakshe pralode nuditam pura sarva rakshakaram punyam sarva patravanashanam. Okay, this is very good. So we will invite now our brahmana to perform an arati so that it is more powerful. Then please now sit properly. So I will give you a few instructions and our Stavavali will translate. Here we go. Please close your eyes for a moment and start breathing very deeply through your nose. Deep into the belly area and then out again. Now please go into the area of your heart, and there in your mind's eye picture a wonderful golden throne with Lord Nrisimhadev, Lakshmi Nrisimhadev, on top of the throne. Now in your mind, please tell them internally why you are chanting this mantra. What do you wish to attain? Hold the picture in your heart, please. Open your eyes again and look at the text before you, and then we will chant it together. All together, please. Nrisimha kavacham vakshe pralade noditam pura
sarva rakshakaram punyam sarva patravanashanam sarva sampatkaram saiva svarga moksha pradayakam yatvani singham devesham ema singhasanasitam Trivikasyam Trinayanam Sarat Indu Samantravam Lakshmya Lingita Vamangam Vibhuti Birupashitam Satur Bhujam Kumalangam Svana Kundala Shobitam Saroja Shobita Rastam Ratna Keyura Mutritam Tatta Kanchana Sankasham Pita Nirmala Vasasam Indrari Sura Mulishta Suran Manikya Diptibhi Virajita Padadvantvam Shankha Chakradetibhi Sarutmata Savinayat Stuyamanam Mudanvitam Satvikamala Sangvasam Kritva Tutsavacham Pachet Nishingho Meshirapatu Loka Rakshata Sambhavaha Sarva Gopi Sambhavasa Palang Me Rakshatu Dvanim Nishingho Medrishupatu Soma Suryakmilochana Smitam Nepatu Nihari Muni Vaya Suti Priya Nasam Nisingha Nasastu Mukam Lakshmi Mukapriya Sarva Vityari Papatu Nishingho Rasanam Mama Chakram Tatvindu Vadanam Sara Pralara Vandita Nishingha Patu Mekantam Chando Bhupritanam Chakrit Divyasta Shobita Bhuja Nishingha Patu Mebhujo Saro me deva varado nisingha patu sarvata Shirayam yogi satyasya vira sampatu me hari Majam patu hiranyasya vaksha kukshi vidarana Nabinni patu nihari swanabhi pramasam suta Ramanda kutaya katyam yasya sopatu me katim Guyam me patu guyanam mantranam guyaru patrik Nyamam yokatu januninadaru patrik Jange patu darabhara bhata yoso nikeshari Sura raja pradapatu paro me nirahishwaraha Sahasra shesha purusha patu me sarvashastanum Manokra Purvata Patu Mahavira Krajognita Mahavishnu Dakshinetu Mahajwalastu Nairita Pashime Patu Sarvesho Tishime Savato Muka Nishingha Patu Vayavyam Somya Bhushana Vikra Ishanyam Patu Patrome Sarva Mangala Dayaka Sankara Vayata Patu Mrityo Mrityo Nikeshari Iram Nishingha Chavatam Pralada Mukamanditam Pakimanya Patanetyam Sarva Papa Samukshate Pucha Vandana Vanloke Tirda Yoru Pajayate Yangyang Kamayate Kamam Chantam Pratnoti Samshayam Savatra yayam apnoti, savatra vijayi bhavet Bhumyantariksha divyanam, grahanam vinivaranam Rikshikoraga sambhuta, visaparanam param Brahmarakshasa yakshanam, durottaranajaranam Pujeva tale patreva, savacham likitam shubham Karamule tritam yena sideyu karma sidayaha Sura manushyesu svansame rajayam labet Eka sanjyam trisanjyam vaya patenniyato nara Sava mangala mangalyam bhuksim bhuksim charindati Vatrinsati sahasrani patet shudatmanam minam tavatsasyasya mantrasya mantrasiddhi prajayate anena mantrarajena kritva pasmabhimantranam tilakam vinyasetyastu tasya graha payam haret srivaram japamanastu tatam vayabhimantrata tasayetyo naro mantram nrishingha jyanamacharet tasya roga pranashyanti yesha syukukshi sambhavaha gayantam gayantam nijapuja patalam svatayantam hatantam rupyantam tapayantam divibhuvi ditiyam shepayantam chipantam krandantam roshayantam disi disi tatatam samharantam bharantam vikshantam punayantam karani karasatayar divyasingham namami divyasingham namami iti si brahmanda purane pralabhattam srinisingha kavacham sampunam ukra virang mahavishnam Jalantang sarvato mukam Nrishingham bishanam batram Mrityo mrityam namamyaha
I bow down to Lord Nrishingha, who's ferocious and heroic like Lord Vishnu. He's burning from every side, all obstacles down. He is terrific, auspicious, and the death of death personified. Yes, Hare Krishna. So, now you should lead a spiritually successful life from now on. Hare Krishna. Maybe some of you have to do it many times. I think you can all feel what a spiritual vibration is created. I think when the people come back in this hotel room, they won't feel the same. Demons will run out. This is intolerable, the atmosphere. And devotees will roll out their sleeping bags and feel at home. It's very powerful, and on Nam Yakya we will chant it again. So please, before you go out at the treasury, or where the kasa is, you please leave the piece of paper, because I need it again. But I will make you, I will give it to you formally on Nrisingha, Nam Yakya. Good. Narada Muni continues. On the way to Naimisharanya Prahlad, you once met Lord Narayan. You were going to this pilgrimage place of Naimisharanya to see your Lord Pitambara, that means the Lord who wears a yellow scarf around his shoulders. There, when you were walking, you saw a very strange sannyasi. He wore bow and arrow. As a king, you naturally wanted that all the ashrams were perfect. I mean, sannyasi should not wear bow and arrows. It's just like smoking a hashish pipe, but it's not done in the sannyasi order of life. So you wanted to save the Supreme Personality of Godhead from hypocrites. And you swear to use it. I will defeat the sannyasi. So then you challenge him. Sannyasi, what are you doing with bow and arrow? You are not a kshatriya. Put them down. No, said the sannyasi. If you have any courage, fight with me. What? The next moment, the sannyasi shot an arrow which is bent next to the shoulder of Prahlad. If you don't fight, I will kill you, said the sannyasi. Fight! Don't be a non-kshatriya. So Prahlad went back and fought with swords for many days, and then with arrows. And Prahlad could not defeat this strange sannyasi. Now every morning Prahlad Maharaj did puja to his beloved deity of Lord Krishna. Now one morning he was desperate. He was fighting already since 6 days. He wanted to make pilgrimage, and now he was there warring against this enemy which he could not get hold of. One morning he went to his deity, like every morning, and he placed a beautiful garland around the deity. But when he put the garland around the deity, the garland disappeared. Then he heard the strange sannyasis. Ha 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 ha! You want to be a Brahmin or a Kshatriya? Come and fight! It's getting late! The lad was getting up. And as he looked on the sannyasi, he saw that the garland which he had just placed around his deity was now hanging on the head or on the over the neck of the sannyasi. And he realized all this time he had been fighting with Lord Krishna, who had taken the form of the sannyasi. This moment the sannyasi smiled and changed into a beautiful form of Lord Narayan, Narayan Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj looked and then threw himself down on the battlefield and wept and wept and wept, and surrendered his life. My dear Lord, but now I'm in a difficult, but then he got up and said, I'm now in a very difficult position. I'm a Kshatriya, and if I have made a vow that I will defeat you, or if I can't defeat you, then I will kill myself. Now I have to kill myself. Hare Krishna. Now I said, wait. You have defeated me by your devotion. You are always conquering me by your love. Narada Muni said, this is how dear you are to Lord, the Lord. He even appears with you because he likes you so much, he even likes to fight with you. And he says he's always defeated by you. And he danced and danced and danced. And then he said, Prahlad, I will now simply stay with you. By your power, the curse of Daksha, that I can only stay for 3 minutes at one place, will be gone. It will not have any effect on me. Prahlad, at this, was very disturbed. He lowered his head in utter humility, became ashamed, and then very soft-spoken, not angry, because it was his Guru Maharaj. He said, please think again about what you have said. I was a child when the Lord appeared to me. How can a child understand the Lord? And Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to me, but then disappeared. Since then time, I'm simply waiting for him. I'm waiting to serve him again. How should I describe my unfortunate situation to you, Narada Muni? If I start talking about me, I will only make you unhappy. Think of Hanuman. He lived in the personal association of the Lord for 11,000 years. For me, the Lord only appeared and disappeared. And he, Hanuman, is always serving him practically, whereas I am only meditating. I'm not doing anything practical. I'm sitting here meditating, that's all. Smadhanam, smadhanam, smadhanam. But Hanuman is personally carrying out the orders of the Lord. And then Prahlad said, Sit down now, Guru Maharaj. I must tell you about Hanuman. You will become ecstatic. And then he began the most blissful glorification of Hanuman. And I will tell you what Prahlad Maharaj said, and you will be happy in Krishna consciousness. He said, Hanuman is the son of Vayu and Shiva. Oh, this is very, very transcendental. Now, I must tell you. Once Shivaji wanted to enjoy very intimately sex with Parvati. And for the to have a deep experience, he took on the form of a monkey and said to Parvati, please, you also take the form of a female monkey and it will be very nice. Parvati said, then I will get pregnant and I will have a monkey as a son. I have already one who is a little unusual. It's Lord Ganesh with an elephant head. I don't want to open a zoo. Please, this is a very unusual request. Shivaji said, no, we can do it like this. Before my powerful seed comes, it will be carried away by Vayu and it will make one woman pregnant who will be the mother of the greatest devotee. My seed can never go in vain. And in this way, let us enjoy in a different way. Parvati said, all right, with this promise I very much like to enjoy with you. And it was done like it is. When the seed was leaving the body of Lord Shiva, Vayu came and carried that seed in the air and brought it to a beautiful maiden called Anjana. Anjana was a heavenly maiden and she was cursed to become the mother of Hanuman. Not cursed, he's blessed. So she was walking on the mountain. All of a sudden she felt a wind, and this wind moved her clothes and started to move her in a way that she was sexually agitated. And then she felt how the wind was entering into her, and she felt pregnant. Very unusual. That just happened to me. And she came to her, she was married to one Keshi Raj, and she said, someone took me by force, and I don't know who it was, but it felt very auspicious. Oh, said her husband, I remember, we are blessed that our son will be the combined son of Shiva and Vayu, and he will be Hanuman. And he danced in ecstasy, embraced his dear wife and said, we are the most fortunate. I could never give you such a child. Wonderful. It was the Devatas who took pity of us. You must admit this was most probably the most unusual story of a woman becoming pregnant that you have heard so far. Haribol, this is, we are not usual people. I think now it is proved. And this is even saintly, there's nothing wrong with it, it is wonderful. So, as an infant little child, Anjana told little Hanuman, who was a monkey, in a monkey form, about the fruits of the forest. This you can eat, this you cannot eat. Now there were red fruits in the forest, which were very tasty. One day, little Hanuman looked up in the sky and saw there was also a red fruit, the sun. He was enthusiastic. Wow! I will eat this red fruit. Why are there such boring red fruits? And he jumped. He jumped very high. Vayu was worried at that time. Oh my, Vayu is the wind god, and he followed him unseen. Oh no, he is now approaching the sun. What will happen? And he told Suryadev, please make your rays very nice and cool. My sun is coming. So that day, when Hanuman jumped to eat the sun god, it was the time of the sun eclipse. That means Rahu was just coming before the sun and made the sun very dark. At this moment, Hanuman came, the young Hanuman, and Rahu thought, oh no, he's going to eat me, this little monster. And he said to Indra, Indra, don't you remember your promise? You have said to me one day in every so many years, I can eat the sun. And now this Hanuman comes and wants to eat me. This is very, you have to protect me. You have given me this blessing. So Indra, who saw Hanuman coming, remembered, I have to protect Rahu from this little ape. And he threw his thunderbolt, and the thunderbolt got at Hanuman's jaw, broke the jaw. Hanuman lost consciousness, and he fell down all this way. He had almost reached the sun, and he fell down and fell down. And Vayu came, oh no, I knew something would happen, and captured him in the last moment. And at that time, Vayu wept. He brought him into a cave, and he wept with his little son. Moisin, Moisin. Indra, this uncreative person, did not see that you were just playing, and he brutally has chastened you or attacked you with his thunderbolt. I hate these demigods. And what Vayu did, he withdrew all the air. No wind in the cosmos any longer, and also no wind in the human body. Now we understand that the functions of the human body are moved by prana. When you make like this, blink your eyes, this is an action of a certain prana. If you go to the toilet, then another prana works through you. So when Vayu removed all the prana in the universe, people could no longer pass urine, and people could no longer pass stool. This is very uncomfortable. Imagine, you can't go to the toilet for 1 week. You feel, you become very big in size. You feel very black in your mind. And it's very embarrassing. So the devatas all went choked up to Brahma and said, we can't pass any longer. Please make a solution to this terrible, embarrassing situation. So Lord Brahma said, well, no wonder. What do you expect? You have offended Vayu. Indra has attacked his young child, and now Vayu is very beleidigt. Beleidigt? He's very offended. He feels very offended. So let us all go to Vayu in the cave and give this little boy blessings. So all the devatas came. Brahma sprinkled water on little Hanuman, who was there still unconscious, and said, may you live as long as me, and may you be able to change into any form you want. Indra said, every limb of your body will be harder than a thunderbolt. No one will be able to hurt you. Surya said, I give you 1/100th part of my effulgence, and at the proper age, when you are old enough, I will become your teacher and teach you. Varuna said, there will be no problem for you in the water. Yama said, Yamaraj, you will never see death. Shiva said, you will be immune against all other hands. Even I will not be able to hurt you. And Vishnu said, Hanumanji, I am also here. I have no problem like the others have a problem. But you are such a devotee. I promise you, you will be the biggest devotee which the world has ever known. Agni said, fire will never harm you. Vishvakarma said, you will be immune against even the celestial weapons. And all the demigods said, Svastyastu, Svastyastu, may only auspicious things happen. By that time Hanuman opened his eyes, looked around, asked his father, who are all these people? Did they bring food for me? I'm so hungry. Hanuman knew about his blessings. And anyone who is exceptionally gifted and blessed has a great difficulty. This is also a difficulty with some of the Hare Krishna devotees have. They think now we are devotees, we can do anything and everything. Hanuman became like this. He became a little naughty. For instance, he jumped on the backs of rishis when they were meditating. And then ran away. He sometimes would take their clothes which they had washed in the rivers and which was hanging for drying purposes there, and he took the clothes and ripped it into pieces. He would do so much nonsense, you can't imagine. When they were reading the scriptures, he would come from behind a tree and stole all the books away. Finally, some rishis, the followers of Angira, cursed Hanuman. They said, you will forget all your blessings until a time comes when you need the blessings and one person will remember you. Only then you will become normal. My dear devotees, this is sometimes what Krishna does to his devotees. When he sees his devotees are very talented, but they misuse their talents, then from one moment to the next, he removes all the talents. And these devotees, you can see them again, they are then all of a sudden, you know, putting benzene in the benzene scapumpa into somebody's car. In other words, they have to work as ordinary people. Whenever you have blessings in your life, you have the obligation to use them properly. If you don't use them properly but misuse them, the blessings will be taken away from you and you will become a total ordinary person again. Someone who has more blessings has more responsibilities. That's the law of the universe. So Prahlad continued. Hanuman later became the servant of Lord Rama, and Lord Rama gave him his own special ring because he liked Hanuman so much. Finally, it happened that Rama's dear wife Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, and Ram gave Hanuman the order, please find my Sita for me. Hanuman led a troop of other Vanaras, with his monkey-like soldiers with him. I think you all remember there was a film a long time ago, Planet of the Monkeys, or Planet of the Apes, it was called. There the monkeys were shown as highly intelligent beings. If you imagine Hanuman, you have to remember something like this, but not more. Hanuman and his other monkeys were highly intelligent beings. So he led a troop of these monkeys and came to the ocean. And there they got the news that Sita was kidnapped by Ravan and brought to the island of Lanka, which was 800 miles over the ocean. It's a little different place than Ceylon. It was 800 miles over the ocean. And no one can swim over 800 miles. So this time, Jambavans, they also, who could go to Sita? They looked at each other, not me, I can't swim 800 miles. Then Jambavans said to Hanuman, Hanuman, remember! Seti said, wonderful. Brahma said you can live as long as you want. Vayu said you can jump any distance. Shiva said you are inconquerable. Just jump. Hanuman was very, very moved. Many psychological things happened. And he started to remember who he was. He said, yes! And he went on top of a mountain, took all his smile up, and then jumped. It is described in the Ramayana, when he jumped, he made so much wind that all the herbs of the mountains followed him. And all trees and so on followed him, and he jumped. And he was, when he was in the ocean, all of a sudden a golden mountain came and flying. This was a mystical mountain, Mahindra, and said, come and rest on me, Hanumanji. Hanuman said, no, I have to do service. I have to save Sita. But being a perfect scholar of the Vedic tradition, he honored the invitation and touched with his hand the mountain. Just for 1 minute, he rested his hand. And then he flew on. When he came, all of a sudden, out of the water came Surasa. Surasa is the mother of the snake beings. And he stood before him and said, no one can pass me. Hanuman said, I have to do this. So Surasa said, it's not possible, you will see. So Hanuman took a huge, huge form. 10 yojana. One yojana, I forgot exactly. What was it, 8 kilometers? Who is? What? 8 miles. Yeah, I also remember that. So this is 80 miles. Hanuman became such a form. Then Surasa took a form of 20 yojanas. You can't pass me. Hanuman took a form of 40 yojanas. And on and on and on and on it went. Finally, Hanuman became small like a mountain, like a thumb, entered the mouth of Surasa, walked in the stomach, and then walked out again. He said, Surasa, be satisfied. Then the blessing of Brahma says, no one is allowed to pass you, but you have eaten me. Blessing is all right. Now let me go. Dobro, said Surasa, very nice how you made it. You became big and then small so that I couldn't digest you.
No problem with me. There are other obstacles, but I want to. I really want to come. Want to come to the end. Now it gets very funny. Hanuman finally arrived at the gates of Lanka. And before, so he wanted to. He made himself very small, like a cat, and he wanted to go in, but all of a sudden a terrible demoness was there. You can't pass here. You want to do some harm to Ravana, who is the lord of the city, but I will guard him. And she slapped Hanuman. Bang! And Hanuman fell back. He saw this big demon, Lankini. Hanuman said, I'm a brahmachari, but I'm also the servant of Lord Rama. He took his form, a bigger form, and then he slept Lankini. Brahmachari should never slap women. Lankini just went like, bang. And while she was lying on the floor, wiping her face, she said, wonderful.
There is a statement in the Puranas that day a monkey comes and punches me into the face so that I fall down will be the day when this demoniac town Lanka will fall. You are that monkey. Go, go. The demon Ravana has lived too long. And I said, thank you, mother, thank you. But please, the brahmacharis, the woman should never slap the brahmacharis, and the brahmacharis should never slap the matajis. This was one exception only in history. So then Hanuman entered into the quarters of Ravana, and there he saw a few hundreds of women who were all undressed because Ravana had visited them the night and enjoyed with them. And Hanuman thought, I'm a brahmachari, but I have to look at all these beauty queens to find out if one of them is Sita. So he inspected all the naked women, which is also not usual for a brahmachari to do. Then finally he entered into the sleeping quarters of Ravana, and I cannot describe to you what he saw. He saw 10 women on a bed, all exhausted from last place, and in the midst of it, Ravan. He was snoring and also exhausted. He had 10 heads and a big scar, and in his own ways he looked beautiful. And Hanuman thought, this is Ravan who has kidnapped Sita. What a good devotee he would make. Imagine, you can see now what a devotee Hanuman is. Imagine you meet anyone, let me say, Mick Jagger. If you are a devotee, you would immediately think, what a good devotee he makes. Nice for kirtans. Very energetic voice. And so on. This was Hanuman. But he didn't find Sita. He was very disappointed. He went all over Lanka, but he didn't find Sita. Finally, when he almost had given up, he saw in a garden of Ashok trees, under one Ashok tree, Mother Sita. She was very thin because she had fasted. Mother Sita had wept and wept. She only was staying alive with the hope that Ram would come and save her. Because, see, Ravan couldn't take her by force. There was a curse on him. If he would ever again violate a woman, he would die in the process of violating a woman. This was an old curse on him. But Ravan said, if you don't sleep with me after 3 months, then I will personally cut you into pieces and make a meat soup of you and eat you. I swear it. So the time was slowly moving out. You know, there were only a few more days left. So Sita was hopeless. When Hanuman came, he hid in the tree, and he saw her mother Sita was just taking this from her hair, this rope which women use to put their hair together, and she was fastening that rope around her neck and wanted to hang herself in the Ashok tree. Hanuman said, wait, no need, I am here. Mother Sita looked. Who are you? And Hanuman chose to not show himself immediately because maybe Mother Sita would be shocked if he would see a monkey. I will sing a song for you which will make you happy, said Hanuman. And he sang a song on Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram,
Patita pavana sitaram Raghupati raghava rajaram Patita pavana sitaram Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram.
Hare Krishna. This is what he's saying. Mother Sita was enthusiastic. But at the